Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the 16th episode in this podcast reading series. The trial of Judgment Day continues, and the claim of prima facie evidence is at hand. The audacity of this angel of peace is unbound, and it is quite a shock to the gantry that he would make this claim before God. This is an avant-garde approach to presenting prophetic poetry. This episode is the presentation of entries 673 through 675 from Book 5, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polly@lotionpubs.com. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You're listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. Greatness and purity are on the side of the Lord. Never is there ever a successful opposer to God. None may ever be victorious without God. And Almighty God is the only source of eternal life. The angel of peace has initiated his claim. Although uneasy and mindful of the rules, he can still tell the tale of Satan's accusation, but there will definitely be a weakness to it all.
When God sent this Messiah to the earth, as it has been written in these words of men, the Lord begot an only son of human flesh, born of a virgin like an animal in a manger. According to the beliefs of most men on earth, Jesus Christ was the Son of God, the chosen one. God chose him to die upon a Roman cross of torture and to shed his blood as a sacrifice for human sin. These facts are as stated in the books of men whose claim is that everlasting life is theirs for consuming the flesh and blood of a God. Men believe God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
The jury becomes a clamor of noise in this moment, and the Lord must rap his mighty gavel to gain order, a thunderous sound of God's disdain for this disorder, and to hear about all of this sinful, blasphemous lie. Blessings to the Lord, whose soul must be at peace. I pray that there will be peace in God's heart to know the truth of how there are those among mankind who reject these pagan lies of ancient Roman Catholicism. The angel of peace has nearly finished now, and he turns to look at his client's frowns. It was true that these things are written, appearing stated repeatedly in the Book of Man.
Men claim these words to be given to them by God. They have been the guiding light of the good news. They have fought and won many wars about it, and they have blessed God for their forgiveness. Mankind is God's loving creation on earth, who has come to believe God is three persons, Because God gave his only begotten Son of flesh, humanity will not perish, but have everlasting life. Men were told this was the truth of Jesus Christ. They have spent 2,000 years defending these words that they continually claim to be the infallible words of God. They have no other greater words than these to proclaim.
The place of God's eternal reign has become silent. There will be no further clamor in heaven. The hosts of Almighty God now understand God's righteousness is to give Satan his day in court. The glory of the Lord is truly undeniable, and his patience has no limit in his heaven. The Shining One is light without darkness, and God will bring justice to the earth. The Angel of Peace, unsettled and nervously shaking, shuffles his notes and clears his throat to speak. He knows that his statements have been truthful, but he also knows that the words are truly twisted. The words in the book of man are never the words of God, and only God's words come from the mouths of the prophets. The prophets are the chosen ones and God's messengers. They are the anointed with God's Holy Spirit, and they are men. The mitigating circumstances of this revelation imply that God sinned, the same as his sons, by procreating with a human virgin female to have offspring whose purpose was to be a sacrifice. Satan's claim is that God had a son of flesh and blood. God, who is eternally spiritual, begot a man of earth. When the sons of God went down to the earth, they became gods to men by begetting flesh. Here is the critical turning point, and it is the purpose of the prima facie evidence. There becomes a point of this discovery wherein the evidence accuses the judge of also being a criminal, the same as his sons. Well, this concludes episode 16 of Judgment Day. The subtitle for this segment was A Claim Against God. The boldness of this angel of peace has no comparison in the universe. While he speaks the truth about this accusation, all of what he says is still a lie. God does not sin the same as his sons, and Jesus Christ was the Son of a Man. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. You don't want to miss any of these episodes. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.